Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, please gamble responsibly.
Welcome back. Great to be with you on a Tuesday as we get the week going here. Michael Jenkins, Chelsea Messenger coming up. The Yankees have their backs against the wall against Toronto. We'll get more insight on that series and more when we talk with Gabe Lax from USA Today. Oh, Chelsea, my lucky day. Guess what I just got in my email inbox? That's right. $5 off my next purchase at Best Buy. Thanks, guys.
Oh.
Yeah, don't go out of your way here. There's nothing like $5 off when you're spending $1,000 on electronics. Do these things ever sway you? Like, I'm someone who, when I get stuff like this, I'm like, unsubscribe. Like, I'm almost insulted. $5, okay. In this economy? No. But some people, you know, they get a deal, could be a 5% off. I guess it depends on the deal. But if you're giving me $5 off for something that's generally pretty expensive, that's not moving the needle for me.
I feel like I get these type of deals all the time for either my credit cards or like Bank of America, where they're like, 10% off your total purchase at Ray-Ban. It's like, great, I don't need sunglasses. And it's like 10% off. Like, okay, thanks for these $3 off like this $45, you know, dollar pair of sunglasses. So you're right. I think it's just to get you in the store. Because some people, if they have a coupon, they will find a way to use it. But that's the plan for these companies, is they get you in the doors.
When's the last time you were at Best Buy? Been a minute.
I think I got my mom a computer a while back. And, like, okay. She likes desktops. So, like, that's the place to go if you like technology from, like, 2005.
Get yourself a gateway. Something like that sits on top of your desk. Oh, there's one here in D.C. I'll go in from time to time because I do love electronic stuff, but it's going to be a while. And the $5 is not going to sway me. I'd rather take that money and maybe put it on a baseball game tonight. So, let's talk about what's going to happen tonight and throughout the playoffs as we bring in our good friend Gabe Lax, Major League Baseball writer for USA Today. Gabe, good morning to you. And I'll ask this very simply. Are the Phillies losing this series against the Dodgers because their big hitters just have gone so cold?
Largely, yeah. You're talking about a really big three there, Turner, Schwarber, and Harper. This can happen in the postseason. This can happen in a small sample. And as you get into the playoffs and the margins are so thin, it's also kind of exposed Rob Thompson managerially. He caught a fairly good amount of heat for his maneuvers last year when they fell to the New York Mets in a four-game division series. Kind of got outflanked by Dave Roberts in game one, where he ended up with some really bad pitching matchups that Teoscar Hernandez exploited for a 3-run homer, and then they were able to pull away and win the game. Those little things just tend to add up a little bit, but, you know, everything looks bad when your stars aren't hitting. And, I don't think those guys have had so much as an extra base hit so far in this series. It all goes quiet really quick. And again, the opposite of that is things can turn on a dime. You know, you can get a walk and a blast. And all of a sudden, you know, the notion of those guys struggling can kind of be in the past and you have a chance to win a ball game. But, it's awfully hard to do what they like to do when you're talking about you know, Bryce Harper being 1-for-7, talking about Kyle Schwarber 0-for-7, and then Trey Turner 1-for-7. That's short-circuited, and the bottom of the lineup just doesn't have the juice to kind of pick up the slack.
Yeah, and meanwhile, on the flip side, like, it does feel like a tough draw to face the Dodgers in the divisional round, but this Dodgers lineup almost feels like inevitable, where every single day they're going to score at least 4 runs. And it's not even top heavy. Like, their first 3 batters are probably going to be in the Hall of Fame. But then you have guys like Kike Hernandez, who just turns it on in October. You have Max Muncy, who came in as a pinch hitter last night and got a big hit as well. So it just feels to me like this Dodgers lineup you can count on every single night of the week. But let me ask you this. Are the problems in their bullpen enough to be worried about in this series?
I don't think so. I feel like Dave Roberts got extremely cocky last night. you know, he's wanting to rehab all of his guys, you know, and that's a laudable thing. And, you know, October is a month. It's crazy. And relievers can go from unbeatable to unable to get a guy out to back to being unbeatable again. And, you know, he wanted to get Emmett Sheehan right last night. And he did. 2 innings, 1 run, 2 really big innings when Blake Snell, you know, gave him 6 really strong innings. And so the easiest thing in the world would be just to, hey, let's give the ball to Roky Sasaki in the 9th. He's been untouchable, you know. But no. Let's try to get Blake Treinen back on the beam here, you know. And it darn near cost him the game, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, geez, how deep is this going to go? Is he going to try to get Tanner Scott and Kirby Yates back in the circle of trust? You know, let's try to win a game here. It's crazy. And, you know, he did raise the point that, okay, Sasaki has only just been in the bullpen for, you know, a couple weeks. You know, has he even pitched 2 out of 3 days in, you know, in his career ever? I don't believe so. So, yeah, you could see how he might have wanted to stay away from Sasaki until absolutely necessary. But nonetheless, you know, you've got the ability to go up 2-0 in Philly in this division series, you know, in what is basically the World Series a couple weeks early, you know. And so I think every Dodger fan was wincing when they saw Blake Treinen trot in, and the worst nightmare was almost realized.
Gabe, I know there's been so much focus on, you know, Phillies and Dodgers that Milwaukee's sort of been like, hey, what about us? Look at us right over here. Are people going to finally start paying attention to what the Brewers are doing?
Man, it's about that time.
Yeah,
there's not right? many teams left when you get down to the League Championship Series, and they're 1-1 away from getting there. I've never poo-pooed these Brewers. I've never said, they're not legit. But you also just don't know. And I still feel like we kind of don't know about these guys just because the Cubs are simply out of gas. You know, Matthew Boyd hit the wall right after the All-Star break. Shota Imanaga, same kind of thing. You know, he's never pitched this long in a season before and, you know, gone into a playoff situation. So, you know, they jumped on those guys in the first inning of both games and, you know, were able to kind of, you know, gain that leverage, gain that upper hand and ride it out. But my gosh, you know, you're talking, you know, Jackson Churio and William Contreras combined 9 hits so far. Unbelievable. You know, Andrew Vaughn, off the scrap heap, he hit a little bit of a wall earlier, in the season after this really nice resurgence after the you know, Brewers kind of, you know, fixed him a little bit. But, man, massive home run last night. Absolute game changer. And then, you know, Christian Yelich also banging out 4 hits as well. It all looks really good right now, but it also kind of has to be put in the context of this was a Cubs team that wasn't particularly deep to begin with and just came off a 3-game battle in their own little wild card series. So, I look at the fact that they had to use a bullpen game in game 2 in the second playoff game that they played, you know, this year as not a particularly great sign. You know, if they felt that good about Quinn Priester, they would have started him in a game 2 instead of a game 3. You know, a lot of jokes about the Dodgers last year, you know, spending $300+ million on payroll and having to resort to bullpen games. And, you know, that was kind of crazy, but that was their game 4. you know? Okay, that's fine. You know, you've gone through, you know, your Yamamotos and all that. You're going to use a bullpen game in game four, whatever, you know, we'll get past that. But, you know, here's a team that's been resting for a month and they're rolling out a bullpen game in game two. I don't think that's the best sign when you get into the best of seven format, just because, you know, how thick is their pitching? You know, how will they match up, especially against a Dodger team that, you know, all of a sudden is just overflowing with pitching. They don't even have enough innings to get the, you know, Cy Young Award winners and future Hall of Famers in the game. So it's, I say the Brewers are legit, but also hold a little back in reserve just to see, you know, what they might do against the Dodgers team. And the exciting thing is we're about to find out. This is this would be a David Goliath, you know, mid-market scrappy team versus, the big bucks behemoth from the coast. So it's, I will definitely look forward to that just to see, you know, let's see exactly what the Brewers have going here.
We got to talk about the Blue Jays and the absolute beatdown that they have been putting on the New York Yankees. So
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now New York is one loss away from their season ending. But tonight, at least the odds makers have some faith in the Yankees. They are big favorites tonight at home. How should Yankees fans be feeling tonight in this deciding game three?
Yeah, I mean, pretty good, because Carlos Rodon pitched with the team's back to the wall last week against the Red Sox. Pitched really well. They came back, it's tough to say that they can make it all the way back. You know, I think they do win tonight. I think Rodon, he can kind of be that guy. You put it on his shoulders and he gets it done. You know, Shane Bieber, a bit of an unknown still, you know, a nice handful of starts down the stretch, but, you face all those left-handed hitters in Yankee Stadium, and all of a sudden, you know, the Ben Rices of the world and the Trent Grishams and maybe even an Austin Wells, you know, a little bit more favorable of a matchup for them. So, you know, I think they get, you know, assuming that there's any juice in the Yankee Stadium crowd after that beatdown, I think they get, you know, a nice little bump from their home crowd. I think Rodon shuts it down. But if I'm a Yankee fan, I do feel kind of highly discouraged about the notion of coming back now down 2-0. You know, I think maybe they tie the game, but I tie the series, but I can't see them winning a game five in Toronto with the way the Blue Jays were hitting there. Just kind of insane. And you know, you want to see stars. You want to see stars do their thing in the playoffs for as much as as the Ernie Clements of the world and the Davis Schneiders and all that are neat little stories. For Vlad Guerrero to have six hits and nine at bats, including a home run to start the scoring, and then a grand slam in game two. That's pretty awesome. You know, this guy is basically Mr. Canada, and his playoff sample was so small that you couldn't exactly say, oh, he's not a postseason player. You know, the Blue Jays have been two and out in his past three appearances. So for that guy to get his feet on the ground and start raking is really cool. And obviously makes the Jays a very live presence in these playoffs. But I do think the Yankees salvage one tonight, even for as grim as things look right now.
Okay, we got a couple minutes remaining. Is there any chance for the Tigers, or is it a matter of time before the Mariners close this thing out?
Yeah, it's the battle. I don't want to call this a slap fight necessarily, because both of these teams are better than that. The Mariners are definitely better than that, and I feel like the Tigers have been able to kind of like drag them down into the mud a little bit. Comerica is not an easy place to play. That place has kind of gone nuts. 43,000 strong. Jack Flaherty starting a playoff game, I would have pause in almost any situation. But at the same time, this Mariners team, as improved as it is offensively, I still think they can be pitched to, and it's a matter of suppressing the stars. Cal Raleigh and Julio Rodriguez, both 4-for-9, both with big extra base hits in this series. So that's that is a problem. But you get beyond that, I think they can be pitched to. You give up two home runs to Jorge Polanco, that left them back in the series. You hate to see that, but the Tigers so similarly punchless. So it's those five. I think the Jays probably win it, but I think the Tigers have just enough and can remember that mojo of remember back in June when we were good, and maybe we'll see Tarik Skubal in a game five on the road. That would be fun. I think they get to that point, but I think the Mariners probably will have one more good offensive game in them to kind of win the series, but definitely not over by any stretch of the imagination.
You can check out his fine work as the Major League Baseball writer for USA Today. It is our good friend Gabe Lax. Gabe, always love your insight and having you on the show. Thank you so much.
And don't sleep on Best Buy. You can get $5 you can get towards a cell phone charger or something,
You can get some batteries.
Yeah. I'm glad someone stepped up. And you know what? I like Circuit City as well. Don't forget about those guys.
My gosh, yes.
Thank you, Gabe. All right, have a good one. Coming up next on the show, what a charge into our bets for tonight. Where are we going to go? No football? We sort of like the baseball card? Maybe some hockey? We're going to tell you where. We're going to talk with the Dongster. All that is coming up next here on the Daily Tip. And it is here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.